Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on. Steps were taken, plans set in motion, and the strong and powerful Josh Albiero is here on Lifeblood Numbers. Welcome, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing
great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Josh is a CPA, and he's the CEO of Iogo. It is an accounting firm. Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so we are a little crazy, right? Because, you know, who gets into this world of tax and accounting and loves it, right? Me. I always like to ask entrepreneurs and show of hands, you know, who got into this business to become an accountant, right? And like, you know, just basically me, right? So So I have been in tax and accounting for 20 years now. And, you know, I love how, you know, it just changes so much and you know, finding the different ways of, helping young companies grow, you know, finding different ways to helping customers. It's always a beautiful thing. And, you know, I spend half of my time in the city of Dallas and half of my time here in the city of Atlanta. Both two tech hubs, you know, so it's very convenient for us. Love it. Which changes the weather and the hospitality a little bit, but you know, it's sure. Just, you know, two very cool cities to live in.
Nice. Yeah, it's interesting, right? It's one of those things where I became a salesperson out of college, not ever thinking I was going to be a salesperson. It's like, oh,
right.
Who grows up to be a salesperson? And now I do financial stuff. It's like I didn't even know what a financial services person was when I was a kid. And same probably goes for tax and accounting. So,
yeah,
life.
Same. I didn't think I was gonna end up here. You know, I went to all my life I grew up in a family of chefs and cooks, and you know that was my passion, right? And then you know, life takes you in a different direction, and then, you know, you find that those things that you love, right?
Yeah, amen. So it's interesting, right? When I think back on what the industry looked like 20 years ago when I got started, this is literally my 20th year, and then what it is today, it's just totally different. And, you know, has technology had a big impact on your world as well?
Yeah, so in two ways, I love to, you know, always talk about how technology has, you know, as always, right, technology comes in and scares all of us, right, and we're like, you know, oh my God, you know, robots are going to be doing accounting now, and we're not going to have a job anymore, right? Taxes are going to become digital, you know, all digitalized, and people are just going to do it themselves, right? And then, you know, that scare kind of goes away when you realize, you know, you realize what it is, right? It's the one topic, and you know, there's the say that, you know, the two things you won't escape in life is taxes and death, right?
But
those are the
say.
Two things that nobody wants to talk about, right? Taxes and death. So, you know, so technology comes in and you can look at it either way. Either you can be scared of it or you can use it, you know, as a way for you to offer better customer service, for you to be more efficient, for you to drive, you know, a lot of more, you know, business, and, you know, ultimately, you know, for you to grow that, you know, that customer base, you know, so that's what we do. You know, it's, you know, we here at Iogo, you know, we implemented what we call it, you know, we married your traditional CPA situation, you know, with technology. And we don't put the technology in front of the customer because we realize, you know, many years ago that the customer, you know, back to my original point, The customer doesn't want to do their own accounting, right? The customer doesn't want to do their own taxes. They want to be guided. They want to be shown. They want to, you know, this is why they're paying you for, right? And but they do expect you to use technology to, you know, to simplify the process, you know, to find better ways of or better outcomes when it comes to their tax and accounting. So, you know, we've learned to, you know, develop our own technology as well, you know, to ensure that we can service our customers, you know, in the most efficient way as possible. So two different ways, right? You have on one side, you have people who are always going to be scared of technology, and you're going to have the other ones, you know, who, you know, we're going to leverage technology for, you know, to grow our businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's really what I sort of view myself as too, is just helping people to marshal and bring together all the resources, because people don't want to do their own financial planning. They might be interested in certain aspects of it, but bringing the whole picture together, certainly not. And I understand and appreciate that taxes and accounting is very similar. Talking about how you come from a family of chefs and cooks, and I imagine that a lot of the businesses that you're working with, I don't know that you have restaurants necessarily, but probably a lot of tech companies. But I think that they probably all have similar needs and challenges. How do you help them interact with technology?
So about 12 to 15% of our customer base is in the hospitality business. And it is very, very, one, it's very eye-opening. Two, it's somewhat painful at the beginning when you start seeing the lack of technology, you know, it's just because of the nature of the business, right?
Yeah.
A lot of, and I always like to tell this story. We were doing a work for a dealership about 10 years ago. And there was this lady in Houston, Texas, who will come in and sell you tamales, right? And like, you know, Mexican tamales. And she will come in and always, you know, ask for $10 for 12 tamales. And then it got to a point where we didn't want to buy them anymore because it was an everyday thing. And then we said, well, what if we tell her that we don't have any cash, right? Just we don't have any cash, right? And then we started, you know, telling her that we didn't have any cash. Well, the next time she came in and she was ready with her phone and her little Stripe clip, you know. So that was eye opener for me to say, hey, you know what, people can embrace technology, right? So what can we do to help these folks do that? And you know, through the process of accounting, we see ourselves not just as accountants, but more as mentors through, you know, to a lot of these small businesses. So how to integrate accounting, you know, things like QuickBooks, you know, and things like, you know, third party applications that can help you know, the growth of the business. And we actually have a couple of folks here in the company that's all they do. You know, they are sort of like, you know, the mentors of young businesses into technology, because back to my original point, if I can teach my customers to embrace technology, it just makes our lives so much easier. I mean, to the point where, you know, transferring data, it's no longer an issue. You know, back 5-10 years ago, transferring data, everyone was so afraid of, you know, connecting their bank accounts to the different financial solutions. Now things are changing, right? And it's just it's an educational process, right? A teaching process. And it's complicated, but you got to have a lot of patience, you know. But I think that's, you know, in the world financials, right, you got to have patience.
Yeah, for sure. And I have to imagine being able to, when you're helping or able to help people become comfortable with technology and streamline finances, I imagine that their books get a little cleaner and a little easier for you to understand, which then the net effect will be helping them to actually use their financial information to not just look backwards, but to start to look forward and actually forecast.
Right. Forecasting, right? I mean, that's an amazing word when you can understand what that actually means, right? And essentially what I tell my customers is, you know, when you get to that point, you know, of cleaning the books, you know, and you start the forecasting process, that's when you are on your way to the next level of your business, right? Because you're now thinking of growth, and the ability to see folks understand that, you know, the rewarding piece of seeing, you know, your customers go from, you know, not understanding the true meaning of having clean financials to now forecasting and coming to you and saying, hey, help me get to that next level. And you know, that's I think that's the rewarding piece of the business.
Yeah. And an essential piece of that is knowing and having those clean financials. So
yeah.
I guess at some level it seems kind of obvious, like the benefit to be able to look ahead, but hopefully we're coming out of COVID, you're having conversations about forecasting with people that have maybe never done it before. Walk me through, right. Here are the benefits.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the, you know, looking forward, you know, it, you know, depends on how well you can look backwards. Right. So the ability to understand all of the opportunities you've missed in the past, because one, the lack of education, you know, or the lack of understanding, you know, of financials or accounting, you know, and I always go to the basics, right? Having clean books, it's something, you know, that most of us, you know, kind of understand, but you know, once we get to the details, right, it can get a little confusing. But having clean books, having, you know, your you know, your tax returns created, you know, in a way that it's actually projecting you for, you know, the next phase of your business, and learning to understand, look at all the things that we missed. And that's something that we really, you know, we really work on with a lot of our customers. It's, hey, look at the opportunities that we missed in 2019, right? In 2020, 2019, 2018. You know, why don't we do these things, you know, and look forward, and we start forecasting, and the word forecasting becomes less of a painful word. And now it's something, you know, going back, right. And using, you know, historical data, you know, with, you know, with our customers, you know, just simple data, right. Look at all the opportunities that we could have addressed last year, right? Two years ago, right? Look at, you know, to give you an example, right? We have a lot of self-employed individuals who at this point could have, at the point in revenue where they are now, you know, they could have been, you know, they could have established an LLC, established an S corporation, you know, and it doesn't apply to everyone, right? But it's a good opportunity, you know, for us to go back and see and say, hey, look, you know, here's what we missed in the past, but here's how we can look forward, and here's, you know, through the process of forecasting, here's how much money we can save, or here's, you know, how we can begin to lay the foundation for, you know, the next phase of your business.
Yeah, that would give somebody confidence. Say, hey, listen, I know when you're sort of in the thick of it, it's hard to recognize that you've got this much money consistently coming in, but this is where we're at, and this will allow you to potentially, whatever it is, you know, just buy something else, open another location. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. All those kinds of things.
This is where we love working with very small businesses, right? We work with a lot of ideas at first. You know, we love working with, you know, businesses that are at the idea stage, just because we have, you know, find out through the years of experience we have that, you know, it's a lot easier to guide someone from zero, take them to 10%, take them to 50%. It's a lot harder when they're, you know, the customer's already at 50%, right? Because there's a lot of habits there that, you know, that need to be changed. But, you know, it's you know, love the idea of working with, you know, that person that's the idea stage, just because, you know, if you can guide that person, you know, if you can install the right habits, there are more chances that that this person is going to be more successful in business.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense, right? I could, you know, it's that whole teach an old dog new tricks thing where somebody has gotten to the point where they're at and they're probably enjoying some success, hopefully, but they maybe have a lot of bad habits and they're not in the habit of doing a lot of things that they need to, versus somebody who's just getting started. You can help to put those in place right away. So for people who are listening and they are, maybe they're already earning some kind of income from a side hustle or they've got another business, how do they know when it's time to engage with somebody like you?
You know, that's a very good question. I always tell people this. The first thing you want to do is, right, to use the word progression again, right? The first thing you want to do is you want to do your own books, right? You know, at least for the first, you know, few months, you know, you got to do your own books, because, you know, doing your own books is going to show you whether you are on track or to having a business, or it's just a side hustle, right? And it's just something on the side that doesn't require too much attention. And you know, then you'll see that the business, you know, starts to pick up. And then, you know, I feel like, you know, we go into the 50-50 situation, right? You still do a little bit of the hands-on bookkeeping, you know, categorize your expenses. Nobody knows your business like you do. Nobody knows your, you know, you're the one spending the money, right? So nobody knows, you know, who is, you know, how you're spending the money other than you. So what I say is, you know, you do that part and let us do the guidance, right? We'll guide you in the right directions. You know, we do a lot of that with, you know, some of those entrepreneurs who are, you know, developing that idea, right? And you know, let's just have a 30-minute conversation, you know, once a month, you know, to make sure that you're heading in the right direction. But then you hit the oh crap moment, right? Where things are getting busier, and that's good, right? And that is when you do not want to continue to be your own accountant, because that's when you're going to start missing a lot of opportunities. But I always tell people, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. So you know, there's nothing worse than a disengaged business owner who just says, "Hey, here you go, accountant. You do my stuff, and you know, make sure I have a profit at the end of the month." Well, I can't do that, right? Because, you know, you are the one spending the money and managing the money. So what I can do is I can guide you. But then, you know, you do want to go through that process where, you know your numbers, you start handing it off, and, you know, hopefully, you know, this side hustle becomes a real business and you start handing it completely off to someone that can put you in the right direction in terms of finances.
Yeah, that makes sense. That you need to take an active interest in everything. You can't just say, "This is now yours. I'm not going to pay attention to any of it at all." So,
right,
that makes sense. Well, Josh, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Absolutely. So, I always tell everyone, focus on your three main pillars: your sales, your customers, and your financials. If you don't have any sales, you can't grow your business. If you don't keep your customer happy, you cannot grow a business. If you don't take care of your financials, your business will not survive. So that's the difference making. You know, if I can leave you with anything, I'll leave you with that.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
You got to make sure you're taking your mindful of your sales, your customers, and your financials. That makes sense. Josh, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Find me on social media. I am Josh Alballero, A-L-B-A-L-L-E-R-O, or you can go to iugo.com, I-O-O-G-O.com. You can find more about us and what we do and how we can help.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Josh your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to iugo.com. It's ioogo.com. You can find Josh on social media at Josh Alballero, A-L-B-A-L-L-E-R-O, and get in touch. Thanks again, Josh.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative.
As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big.